I'm RJ Buffin, Son Gervasi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update on the 26th of June, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. I'm sure you noticed we had no show last week due to an extreme and tragic technical cataclysm. We're back on track now, a bit late. Apologies all around. We will cover both weeks in this show. Georgian Dream or Kotsevi are pushing hard to tighten control and shift towards a fully authoritarian state. Instead of stopping political arrests, they have sped them up. Many political figures were charged and sentenced for refusing to appear before the parliament's temporary investigative committee. Nika Gvaramia, leader of the Coalition for Change, or Tavisu Plebisit, was arrested on Friday the 13th. Two other leaders of the same coalition, Nika Melia and Zura Jafaridze, are already in prison for the same reason. All three first ignored a summons from Georgian Dreams, or Kotsevi's parliamentary investigative committee, and then refused to pay bail. On Monday the 23rd, Mamuka Khazaradze and Badri Jafaridze, co-founders of Strong Georgia Coalition, or Lelo Zvieri, were sentenced to 8 months in prison and got a two-year ban from public office. They skipped their hearing and were arrested at their party office. Also on Monday, the same judge sentenced the already detained Zura Jafaridze, leader of the Coalition for Change, or Tavisu Plebisit, to 7 months and got the same ban. Just a day later, Gogi Vashadze, linked to the United National Movement in the past, or Natebi, was arrested and got the same sentence. On that note about political prisoners, on Thursday the 19th, the European Parliament passed a resolution about media freedom in Georgia, supporting the release of Mzia Amaklobeli, founder and director of Batumelebi and Netgazeti, two independent news outlets, and other political prisoners. The resolution says that the Kotsevi's repressive laws were passed to silence all critical voices. It said that independent media is nearly wiped out, with government-linked media outlets spreading Russian-style propaganda and anti-European disinformation. In Mzia Maglobeli's case, the resolution highlighted that the authorities ignored legal procedures by placing her in pretrial detention without solid grounds, a move even Georgia's public defender's office criticized. Next up. On Friday the 20th, NGO Transparency International Georgia, or TI, called out Rajden Kupreishvili, head of the Anti-Corruption Bureau, for hiding Vidzina Ivanishvili's asset declaration. Ivanishvili, founder of the Kotsevi, had to submit this declaration by the end of 2024 when he was briefly a formal member of parliament. TI pointed out that the document isn't on the official declaration website and the Bureau refused to provide it after public information requests. And yet, the declaration of former Prime Minister Irakli Kharabashvili, who was also briefly a member of parliament, is available online. TI suggested that Ivanishvili just might have skipped submitting it altogether. According to the website, Ivanishvili last submitted declaration dates to 2013, just 1 year into his rule. A rare move against corruption, the Kotsevi arrested one of their own on Thursday the 20th. Authorities detained Romeo Makutadze, Georgia's former deputy economy minister for abusing power and laundering money. He held top government posts from 2017 to 24. 2021, he used his influence to sell a company he co-founded for 12 million lari, around 4.4 million U.S. dollars, took a personal cut of 1.1 million lari, about $400,000. To hide the source of this income, he orchestrated an elaborate scheme to pretend he got the money from selling property. Investigators also found two luxury cars worth 840,000 lari, around 310,000 U.S. dollars, registered under his trusted associates. Total, he's accused of laundering over 2.6 million lari, which is almost a million U.S. dollars. If convicted, he can be sentenced up to 12 years in prison. It's not yet clear how he crossed Bidzina, since he is in no way the only senior member of the Kotsevi engaged in stratospheric corruption. Maybe it's as simple as it being unauthorized corruption by the Kotsevi leadership. In February, the Kotsevi parliament passed a law that punishes insulting public officials with fines of up to 4,000 lari, almost 1,500 U.S. dollars, or jail time up to 45 days. Authorities have started enforcing this law against, you guessed it, Chester, journalists, activists, and public figures who have allegedly insulted the Kotsevi on Facebook. TV hosts like Vika Bukia, Nanuka Giorgioliani, and Vacho Sanaya got summoned to court for calling Kotsevi member of parliament Mariam Laski a slave, one of the most common things that people say about members of the ruling party. Another case, Mamukum Dineradze, one of the Kotsevi leaders, reported several Facebook posts criticizing him. One of them came from journalist Dea Mamiseishvili, who called him a bastard and a disgrace. Court Finder 3000 Lottie, which is just over $1,000 US. In total, 18 people were summoned to court for insulting the Kotzebue political leaders. On Wednesday the 18th, the Kotzebue Prime Minister, Irakli Kobakhidze, told reporters that the government won't invite observers of the OSCE ODIHR for municipal elections in October, saying that the observer missions are only relevant during national elections. He said inviting them for municipal elections isn't the usual practice and only happens as an exception. Thinks that bringing them now would put unnecessary burden on them and that elections should run smoothly. So basically, don't worry, since now the ruling party completely controls the electoral outcomes, we'll take care of everything. Business news to stop illegal labor migration, or so they say. The ruling party wants to tighten the labor migration law. New bill introduces a work permit system for foreigners, fines both migrants and employers without permits, and sets clear rules for employment monitoring. Kotzebue says that too many unqualified or extra workers hurt local jobs and the labor market. Even though 240,000 foreigners stayed in Georgia for over 6 months between 2022 and 2023, only about 42,000 registered as labor migrants. Government mainly just wants more control over foreigners, but is pretending that their motivation is to give jobs to locals first. Law kicks in on the 1st of March, 2026. Employers or migrants without permits will face a 2,000 lari fine per violation, which is over $700, double penalties for repeat offenses. The purpose of this law is to give the Kotzebue better ability to harass foreigners in Georgia who post things on Facebook they don't like or otherwise promote an independent or democratic Georgia. Georgian online media outlet Publica carried out an investigation into the background of Gela Geladze, who was recently appointed Minister of Internal Affairs. They found that in 2013, his father, David Geladze, then a senior police officer, shot an 18-year-old boy, Gigi Svani, during a street altercation in Tbilisi. Geladze fired a gun, hit the teenager in the shoulder, and fled the scene in fear. At the time, he headed a unit in the criminal police. Back in 2013, prosecutors charged him with causing serious bodily harm, a crime punishable by 3 to 5 years in prison, and requested pretrial detention. However, the court released him after 3 days and set bail at 15,000 lari, which is about $5,400, saying that the offense was less serious and there was procedural violations during his arrest. How convenient. On Wednesday the 25th, Ivanishvili's parliament passed a law in its first reading that heavily restricts freedom of speech. 85 members of parliament supported it. No one voted against it. Now, if somebody sues you for defamation, you must prove, burden of proof on you, that everything you said about them was factually correct. And you got to prove that to the Kotzebue's judge. This applies to both public officials and private citizens. If you can't, the court can punish you, even though you thought the information was true. Court will give you 10 days to settle the case. The law also removes protections that once allowed people to speak out without restrictions if their goal is to inform the public, correct a mistake, or even to respond to criticism. An alleged case of police brutality caused a person's death. Alan Kikhatishvili, a city sanitation worker, got into a fight outside of a restaurant on Friday the 6th, injured another person with a knife. Police picked up Kikhatishvili and his friend, Irakli Tatunashvili, who was also involved in the fight, took them to the Guldani Nazaladevi station for questioning. A few hours later, he ended up in the hospital unconscious and died 2 days later. Tatunashvili said he heard Alan's desperate screams from inside the station. He also said police beat him during questioning too, punched, kicked, and jumped on him while he was down. He believes the same action against the friend were the cause of his death. Wednesday the 25th, someone shot a man on the street of Batumi near the London Hotel. Shooting happened during daylight. The victim was hospitalized with a shoulder wound. Police closed off the street and started an investigation. No arrests have been made so far. Other news, Kiniko Khidashele, the former defense minister, said that the Kotzebue completely cut their last remaining links to the U.S. and EU by removing economy minister Levon Davidashvili on Tuesday the 24th. She said that he was the only government official who still had real contacts with Western partners. Khidashele said Davidashvili's task was to fix relations with the U.S., but during his recent visit to Washington, he failed to arrange high-level meetings or ease tensions. Right after his trip, the U.S. House passed the anti-Kotzebue Megobody Act, and things only got worse. On Sunday the 22nd, a driver rammed into a group of demonstrators who were protesting on the street near the presidential palace. Witnesses said the driver circled around them multiple times and targeted people whenever they moved, ignoring police commands and hitting police officers too. The attack injured several protesters. Mariam Mehant Sishvili broke a rib and lost consciousness twice, while Liza Ubilava suffered a concussion. Police arrested one person. If you want to watch the video, the link's in the show notes. In a recent episode of the podcast Club Random with Bill Mahler, actor and director Sean Penn talked about Vladimir Putin's goals. Penn said Putin had pressured Ukraine to accept a puppet government before invading, aiming to keep control without direct conflict. Penn talked about Georgia, saying that Russia uses similar tactics there, applying pressure to install friendly leaders and maintain influence over the country's politics. He urged people to look at what's happening in Georgia now and compare it with the patterns Russia has used in Ukraine. Speaking of Russia and Georgia, last week, Argentina uncovered a Russian spy network spreading Kremlin-backed disinformation and influencing public opinion. The network included Georgian-born Lev Andreashvili and his wife, Irina Yakovenko, both residents of Argentina. They ran a group called La Compañía, which targeted social media, local NGOs, and gathered political intelligence to serve Russian interests. Intelligence sources say the network has strong ties to the Russian government and the Kremlin's Lakhta project, a known troll factory identified by the U.S. Treasury as interfering in elections across the U.S. and Europe, led by Yevgeny Prigozhin, founder of the Wagner Group, who Putin bumped off a couple of years ago. On Wednesday the 17th, the Ministry of Internal Affairs held a briefing where officials said police found nearly 300 kilos of heroin in plastic containers, which were made to look like fireproof bricks. Shipment came from Armenia and was headed for Europe through Batumi, a city on Georgia's western coast. Estimated black market value is around 85 million lari, which is over 31 million U.S. dollars. Police uncovered the drugs during a routine truck inspection at the customs zone. They detained one Georgian citizen and are now working to track down others involved. The crime carries a sentence of 20 years to life. Early results from Georgia's 2024 national census show the country's population at 3,900,000. Women make up 53%. A third of the entire population lives in Tbilisi. Most populated regions are Imereti with 13%, Kramat-Kartli with just over 11%. Outside of Tbilisi, Ajada has the highest share of urban residents, about two-thirds, mostly because of Batumi, the second most populated city in the country. Regions with the fewest people living in cities are Nshetem-Tiyaneti, Kakheti, and Rachelech-Humi, Svemo-Svaneti, each with only about one in five residents in urban areas. Census covered all of Georgia except the occupied territories and included non-citizens. Final results will come out in June 2026. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. If you want to join our team as an ocean update writer, reach out to info@rorschach.com with ocean writer position in the subject line and a short note of why you're interested in being part of the team. Don't miss the full job description with the link in the show notes. Not humbies.